Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find us at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, and I'm coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined here by Bob Katz from Revolution Acoustics. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's a total pleasure.
Fantastic. So for those unfortunate souls that aren't here at ISE and aren't familiar with Revolution Acoustics, what can you tell me about Revolution Acoustics?
Well, Revolution Acoustics, listen, if you're going to be calling your company Revolution Acoustics, you better be bringing something on, right?
Yeah.
So we are, and as we'd humbly submit, we're using transducers. But, you know, in most people's world, you mentioned the word transducers, and everyone's had a very lukewarm experience with them. And I'm being generous. And I agree with everyone who's had. You know, this is their opinion. I agree with their opinion. However, this is different. This is new. This is the reinvention of the category. But dare I say, even taking it further, almost reinventing an industry because of, well, plain old different physics. We do not propagate sound by way of a cone-type speaker architecture.
Okay.
We use what's in the environment. Walls, acoustic ceiling tile, glass. A boardroom table becomes the speaker. But you have mics on that table. And what about feedback loops? Well, we don't induce feedback because of the way distributed mode loudspeakers work.
Okay. Very nice.
We're not setting up a feedback loop. So we could be in that same very immediate environment, but we've just reinvented conferencing, paging, all kinds of huddle rooms, applications. And we could have people actually now interact very naturally with way less equipment. Simple, lick it, stick it installation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nothing is complex. Toolless installation.
I love that.
Toolless.
I'm an integrator and an installer, and if I don't have to pack tools, sold.
Oh yeah, and so you know, we sort of raise people's eyebrows, but in a very positive sense.
Okay.
And every installation we do, and my goodness, the spectrum and the gamut of applications are huge. The one thing I will say, we do not do stadium audio. Okay.
Sure.
We are not a vast array of line arrays, for example. But everything else, give us a challenge, and we're going to actually surprise people.
So you've been talking about using the world around us as speakers, like mm-hmm. glass and tables and walls. What does this look like?
Well, it looks, well, I guess in one word, nothing. Okay, invisible.
Okay.
So invisible is the new form factor. Everyone wants it. Typically, you have to pay a premium to get it. And then installation becomes, oh my goodness, please, someone, you know, it's difficult. And uh-huh. I'm being very, very diplomatic when I speak of the processes which are required for other invisible type products. Ours, lick it, stick it, literally. And so you could apply it via our Ubiquity 360 ceiling tile adapter. Ceiling tiles are, well, they're ubiquitous, right? Commercial integrators will find this in a great, well, very large percentage of the installations that they do. And we've developed, actually it's a patent pending means of just literally sticking this stuff on. And what is really fascinating is where you would need, let's just say six normal speakers,
mm-hmm.
bing, just one.
Nice. SSB now, is there any trade-off, though? I'm a traditionalist. I love some of these beautiful box speakers. Am I going to lose anything?
Great question. Okay. The simple answer is going to be no. What you're going to be gaining, however, let's look at the positives. You're going to be gaining, everyone uses the word immersive audio very mm-hmm. liberally. Okay. And you see, I'm raising my hand, and I'm the guy in the corner room saying, hey, hang on a second, please. Wait, it's a cone-type emitter. You're going to have high frequencies beaming always. It's just the way that thing works,
mm-hmm.
okay? You're going to have logarithmic roll-off. You come too close to the speaker, it's going to be, well, hot,
yep.
okay, in one word. So all of this stuff goes away because we take the energy of that one channel and spread it over a large surface.
Okay.
And it's a planar wave. So in other words, we do not roll off logarithmically. It's like, you know, I say instead of a lawn dart going south, it's like an airplane landing at, you name your airport. It's on a 2-degree glide slope. This is how we lose energy, basically. Mm-hmm. It's a linear degradation. So in other words, we could fill a room with just one or a couple or a few, where you would typically put a dozen in, you'd be putting, well, let's just say four SSP6. So the commissioning costs actually drop through the floor.
And then getting your signal to and from places. I know you work with Dante, and
absolutely,
they have some exciting news coming down the pipe here at ISE. How is that going to impact your company and your products?
Well, let's just say we've architected our product line, our solution set, really. We now are into the system solution business by way of invisible transducers plus amplification, and Dante plays a big role. So we've engineered some really cool amplifiers this year, and we have our RevNet, Revolution Acoustics Networking, 2140s, which are TCP/IP or Dante, and some really cool PoEs. Okay, so PoE++, okay, for those who want to use it. I mean, if you're going to go into large infrastructure, this is a perfect pairing, okay? Yeah. As are the others, the 2140. So a full suite of different products to now bring on a total solution.
So if you can't go out on the floor today, where would you recommend people go to find out more about Revolution Acoustics?
Well, we're in Hall 7, V180, okay? Mm-hmm. Just look us up on the map and come on down to Revolution Acoustics. It's our pleasure to really just lay out a few talking points, very, very simple stuff, but it will shift all integrators' business. We've been doing this for years, and it's proven to, we deliver on the promise. Let's put it that way.
And what about the people that are unfortunately not in beautiful downtown Amsterdam? Where can they go to find out more?
Well, very simple. You know, just dial us up on the internet, www.revolutionacoustics.com. And you'll see more about our stuff. Feel free to connect with us through that portal. And it'd be our pleasure to talk about solutions that we can bring to you and how we can make your business better, faster, and more profitable.
Excellent. Well, Bob, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. Look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
Thank you.